Well, I was passing by a pawn shop over in the older part of town when something caught my eye. I stopped and turned around, and I went inside, and there I spied in the middle of it all this beat-up old guitar just hanging on the wall. What do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man. He just smiled, and he took it down, and then he put it in my hand, and he said, "You tell me what it's worth, son. You're the one that wants it." He said, "Tune it up and play a song, and let's just see what haunts it." A couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. Man, I never saw it coming. It was like I always knew it, and I don't know where I learned it, but it sure was a dream come true. So I just reared back and burned it. Finished, I was almost out of breath, and my hands were shaking and my shirt was soaking wet. And that old man jumped up and grinned and said, "Where the hell you been?" He said, "I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in." And he grabbed an old beat up case and he said, "Go on, son, pack it up." He said, "You don't owe me nothing." Yeah, but when he said good luck, there was something spooky in his voice and a strange look on his face. And when I closed the lid, I saw my name was on that case. They went on to Shawn Camp. Sean and my other dear friend Guy Clark had been working on a series of songs for about 15 years. A bunch of songs about a gal by the name of Sis Draper. So they introduced us to Sis Draper, and I fell in love with her. And then they introduced us to the Magnolia Wind, continued Sis's story. And on Guy's brand new album, I'm sad to say, ladies and gentlemen, they have killed off Sis Draper. She had to die. I am devastated. I'm hoping that it's just one of those things where it was a case of mistaken identity, she's going to come back to life, and they're going to find out that she's really not dead, and then we're going to get a bunch more songs about her. But
she was only in a zombie state for a temporary time.